Thank you, Carol. We do know that Mary pondered a lot of things in her heart, things she didn't understand, nor had she comprehended. Somebody back, and I didn't know the straw was that old. I didn't know it had been around that long. In fact, I bet many of you don't know that the government has formulated a committee to study the straw because of finding that it's dangerous. It's making suckers out of all of us. That's my last joke for 2017. And everybody said, thank you. That's the only applause I ever get in my life. God is the great God of new beginnings. Everything with God is new. Nothing ever gets old. God never intended anything, as far as your personal life is concerned, as one of His children, that anything would get old. That you would always be living and experiencing the new life that came to you and me in Christ. We'll look forward to the spring. We'll see God providing the seed that will bring forth a new harvest. We'll see the snow beginning to recede, and we'll see it melt away, and we'll see a new year and the signs of life coming forth and busting forth from the ground. We'll see that, and all of us are waiting for it. Amen. And it'll herald into the existence what we would know as a new spring will have sprung. Crocuses will pop up their beautiful heads all over the place, even some of them through the snow, different colors, multiple heads, and they will just beauty the ground. New flurry green buds will push their way out of the tree branches. Mel and I get up in the morning when the buds are coming out. We'll sit there at the breakfast table. We'll look out at our trees, and we can just see them getting greener and greener and greener and greener. And we watch the trees bud out in the springtime, formulating, if you will, and you and I all see it as the beauty of the earth. You know, I mean, the dogwoods begin to blossom. You go out and drive out in the country, and you see all kinds of wild lilies and flowers and things beginning to burn forth. Birds begin to migrate back, and all of a sudden we see a bluebird on our feeder. Man, what a beautiful bird. And we marvel at it. We do. We really do. Bears will come out of the hibernation. All things begin new, and everything starts in the process of it. Because that's all a part of God's eternal plan. Because everything God does is a process of a new beginning. Isaiah 42 and verse 9, Isaiah wrote a long time ago, "Behold, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. I declare new things. Before they spring forth, proclaim them to you." Before anything becomes new, and anything that God produces as new, God has proclaimed it and brought it forth. And then verse 10 of chapter 42 of Isaiah, it says, "Sing to the Lord a new song." Sing to the Lord a new song. You know that when you and I are in heaven, we're going to sing a new song of redemption. We're going to sing a song of redemption like you and I have never sung it before. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. There's nothing to the aspect of experiencing what it means to have been purchased by God, saved by the blood of the Lamb, washed in the white as snow. And there we are standing before a holy God. Wow, that would be new. A new heaven, a new earth, a new beginning. A new creation, a new aspect, a new